Tell me about the liberation by the Red Army. What happened after the Red Army arrived?
Now, you see, what happened when just before the liberation, a few days before the liberation, we were transported back by lorries to Strasshof, which is outside Vienna, is another small town, and there was a concentration camp as well, and we were transported back there. And that was, it was outside on the, one side of the camp was a cornfield, the other side of the camp was a pine forest. And then we could look out the pine, we looked out at the one morning when it was the day of the liberation to me, we looked out. There was no guards at the gate. And then we looked out to the pine forest and we saw the German were bending down and running away in the pine forest. And we looked out to the other side of the camp where it was a cornfield and I saw the Soviet army came with their, how do you call it?
Rifles?
With the rifle, yeah. They marching, the infantry. They were marching through and they get to the camp and they started to cut up the wires, open the wires, and they came through the camp and the people were very happy and they went and they cuddled them and kissed them. They kissed their feet and everything. And they didn't know what was happening to them because they never saw so this. Red Army, this Soviet Army, they didn't know what was going on with these people, what are they doing with them, and they were afraid, and they pushed us off. And then they went away, they went through the camp, and they went to the, through the camp and to the other side, to the pine forest where the German army was, but by this time the German army was away. And then they said, well, we're free, we can go wherever we want now. And of course, we were starving because we were days and days we didn't have anything to eat. And then we went out, and as children, we ran out to the pine forest and we picked up this open tin of sardines, which was the German army didn't have time to finish their breakfast or something. And there was still fish in it in the tins, and that's what they were eating. It was marvelous. But the day before, there was a big air raid, and then we were asked to go into the railway station, and we put into the wagons, and there was three line of ammunition for the German army, as they put us the middle was the cattle wagons, and they put us into there. And then all night there was a bombardment. It was just the day before the liberation, and there was a bombardment. And then the two line of train with ammunition was all bombed, and but all the middle wasn't. So we just felt the detonation, you know, moved. And then when the air raid finished, where the grown-up people, they forced the door open and we went out and there were barrels of herrings and potatoes and everything burned on the, in the bomb, you know, during the
explosion.
Yeah. Yes. And then, of course, we were starving and we started to eat this phosphorus-taste baked potatoes and barrel of you know the herrings,
yes.
And I remember my father picked up a blanket and put a lot of herrings in it, and I put it on his back. He said that will be some food for us for the way back home.
Yes.
And we started to walk back home. Of course, a salt herring, and this went all stuck on his back, the hard salt.
Yes.
And then after we started to move back to the nearest place where it was the nearest station to get a train back to Hungary, because my father just wanted to go back to Hungary. And then on the station, there was a lot of soldiers and a lot of people were sitting there. And then, of course, we didn't have any chance for hygiene or anything. We were still having the same clothes on what we took us from home a year before. We never had a chance to change it or wash it or everything. And everybody was covered with fleas. But it's not ordinary flea what you have in your hair, but it's flea what you have in the clothes. It's a different type of flea. And then I noticed that soldiers were taking off their jacket and taking off their hat, and they were killing the with the two nails, picking up the flies, and not flies, yes, and then killing it.
Killing
the fleas. Mm-hmm. And then there was not much train, but eventually we managed to get train, and then we went back on to Hungary and went back to our house. And then there was, of course, it was all looted. There was nothing in it. There was only big sideboard, what was too heavy for them to take out from the house. Otherwise, it was absolutely empty. So my parents just started life again from nothing, to build up their life.